Welcome back to Tumor Tumor on the Wall, presented by Hope Love Cancer, as we continue our journey with your host, Charlie.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. Today is a big day for Rose Marie. It is May 9th, and she is getting her CT scan. Since cancer has been found in both Rose Marie's peritoneum and liver, her CT scan after the 18 weeks of chemotherapy is very important. This scan will show how well the treatment is working. We will start with the CT scan, but there is a lot more to today's episode. How will she feel waiting for and receiving the news? How will she deal with what comes next? This is about a real life, the ups and downs, and how we handle them. Thanks for being here with us. Let's get started as we follow the ups and downs over the months ahead. Ready? Here we go. As we start with today's episode, we find out about the prep work needed for Rose Marie's abdominal CT scan. When she arrived for her appointment, the radiology technologist asked her to drink 8 glasses of water within 1 hour of her scan. You may wonder why she has to drink so many glasses of water. It was essential to help the doctor see more clearly what was happening inside her abdomen. But for Rose Marie, this was easier said than done. After her chemotherapy, the thought of drinking so much water was daunting because she was worried about nausea or throwing up, which could jeopardize the scan's success. She could also not use the washroom until after the scan was completed. This restriction meant that she'd had to manage not only the discomfort of consuming a large amount of water, but also the physical discomfort of holding it in. This obviously increased her anxiety about the procedure. There was also the issue of the IV for the contrast dye. The chemo had made it hard to find good veins, adding another layer of stress. This dye is vital as it highlights specific areas on the scan, making everything clearer. So getting ready for the scan wasn't straightforward at all. It was filled with anxiety over these crucial steps, all while Rose Marie hoped for the clearest image possible from her scan. Luckily, she did get the water in, and they did find a vein. This scan is super important for a couple of reasons. It's going to give the team a close look at the peritoneum and liver and see how the cancer's been responding to the treatment, whether it's backing down, staying put, or spreading. It is also a big deal for figuring out if the chemo's doing its job. If things are looking smaller or fewer in there, it's a win. The scan will also assist Rose Marie's oncologist in making decisions about her next steps. Depending on the findings, there may be adjustments to her treatment plan. This could mean sticking with the current plan or trying out something new. She is also making sure the cancer hasn't spread to other areas in the abdomen. It is also not just about the cancer. The scan gives an indication of Rose Marie's overall health, checking for side effects from the treatment or other health issues that need attention. It is all about getting the full picture to make sure she is as healthy as can be under the circumstances. After the scan, Rose Marie was handed the images of the scan, along with a report to take to her appointment. She would have to wait 2 days before she could see the oncologist. The next day was set aside for blood work, including checks on the cancer markers. The appointment with the oncologist was scheduled for the day after. Following the scan, they made a stop at Toby and Magda's. However, the envelope with the report didn't make it any further than the car. Rose Marie left it there, perhaps too afraid to face its contents just yet. While Rose Marie excused herself to the washroom, Renee, left with her own thoughts and the envelope in the car, wrestled with a decision. For her, the wait until the oncologist's appointment felt unbearable. With a decent understanding of the medical terminology, Renee couldn't resist. She decided to read the report and shared her thoughts with Toby. She reasoned if the news was grim, she'd keep it to herself, buying time to prepare for how to support Rose Marie. On the flip side, if the news was positive, she planned to share the news immediately. The CT scan suggested that the liver was cancer-free, and the cancer in the peritoneum was significantly less. Both Toby and Renee got tears in their eyes. At that moment, Rose Marie walked around the corner. Renee just couldn't resist and spilled the beans. She could see how relieved Rose Marie was, and for the first time since her diagnosis, Renee saw tears, happy tears. They believed that there was indeed hope. During their appointment with the oncologist, Rose Marie and Renee had encouraging news, Rosemarie's cancer markers had significantly decreased. However, there was a moment of confusion when the oncologist initially reported that the CA-153 levels as within the normal range, only to realize she was looking at another patient's results. This really sucked. Rosemarie and Renee never discussed this brief mix-up. While the corrected levels showed a significant improvement, they were still not in the normal range. Despite the brief mix-up, this process was considered a positive step forward. After the appointment, they chose to celebrate the day's small win by watching the movie Mother's Day at the cinema. Rosemarie even had popcorn and Coke. It turned out to be a really special mother-daughter day. Following the consultation, Rosemarie was prescribed chemo pills, since the cancer was still there. She was also required to continue with regular blood work, cancer marker tests, and monthly oncologist visits to monitor her condition closely. On the 24th of May, Renee flew back to Canada. Rosemarie insisted that she needed to return home. Being far apart is hard, especially with illness in the mix. It makes that distance feel even bigger. Rosemarie still had a long way to go. The chemo pills were a crucial part of her treatment, but also came with challenges, like fatigue and other side effects. This situation really shines a light on the tough situations families find themselves in when they are separated by distance during illness. It's all about tough choices, like figuring out how to offer support from abroad while handling life's demands at home. Renee and Rosemarie managed to bridge the distance with their daily chats and messages. These chats were a lifeline that gave both of them courage to face each day. Unfortunately, by August, there was a concerning development. The CA-125 cancer marker had more than doubled. This news might raise alarms, but it's important to remember that such results can sometimes be misleading due to the possibility of a false positive. Meanwhile, there was a silver lining, as the CA-153 marker continued to decrease. By early September, the situation regarding the markers had slightly changed. The CA-125 had increased a bit more, yet reassuringly, the CA-153 kept decreasing. It is crucial to understand that cancer markers are valuable tools in monitoring cancer, but they are just one part of a larger picture. These markers can provide indications of how the cancer is responding to treatment or if there are any changes. However, they are not definitive on their own. Factors like lab errors, other health conditions, and even certain medications can affect marker levels. That's why oncologists consider a range of information, including imaging tests, physical exams, and the patient's overall health, to make informed decisions about treatment and care. As we finish today's episode, we are left with hope. But what's coming up next? Things are about to get a bit more difficult in our next episode. We'll see Rosemarie facing new challenges. She's back for another CT scan and facing more obstacles. Don't forget to tune in. We are going to share how all of the people close to her deal with these next steps. Let's end with a simple yet powerful thought. In the fight against cancer, there are no guarantees, but there is always hope. This quote reminds us that even though the path of cancer treatment is uncertain, hope is a constant companion. It's this hope that keeps Rosemarie, Renee, and countless others going, even when the road gets tough.
Thank you for tuning in to Tumor Tumor on the Wall, presented by Hope Love Cancer. Don't miss out on future episodes. Make sure to hit that subscribe button. For additional resources, be sure to follow Hope Love Cancer on Facebook and Instagram, and visit hopelovecancer.com. Until next time, stay hopeful, informed, and connected.